And then, at a certain point after 10 years of this, or less, or more, you get tired. Sex in its various casual and playful forms becomes less exciting and compelling, and you long for something deeper, slower, more connected. You long for a partner who also feels this way, one who will not likely leave you, a partner who's really into what they do in the world and who enjoys sex and wants to explore it on a regular basis, but who doesn't have the energy or interest for the endless processing of polyamory. After 10 years, you long for that one person who prioritizes you and who has had enough sexual adventures already that they're not compelled to follow that person into the bathroom stall. You might even stop going to the places that have sex in the bathroom stall. After 10 years or more, or less, you might just want to acknowledge that your participation in the world and in changing it is no longer primarily sexual. It might not be sexual at all. In fact, sex might become an aspect of getting closer to that one closest person. After 10 years or more, or less, you might find yourself tearing up when you hear about people celebrating 40 years together, or getting married in a hospital room after one partner's deadly diagnosis. You might start to accept your needs for safety. You might stop thinking that you just need to try harder not to be jealous. Sometimes you might miss the hotness of those years, the drug of lust and adventure mixed with politics, but you also might frequently have that kind of day or night with your partner where you're just so connected and so delighted with the beauty in the world, with art, music, each other's being, that you might just feel like it is warmer than ever in that magical place where your skin meets.